Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Some big programming changes will be taking place on St. Louis Public Radio effective Monday. Some programs are moving to new time slots, including this one. Some will be discontinued, most notably NPR's Talk of the Nation with Neil Conan. His last program airs this afternoon. I had the chance to talk with Neil earlier this week and asked him what he's been thinking as his days with Talk of the Nation have dwindled down to a precious few.
As you know, as well as anybody, you've got to focus on what you're doing that day because these kinds of jobs are very demanding. But I can't help but look back at some of the things we've accomplished over the last my 11 and a half years at Talk of the Nation, 21 years for the program as a whole, and you know, to some degree, the 35 years I've spent at NPR and how much it's changed over that amount of time. But you can't dwell on that stuff too much. You got a show to do today.
Sure, but there must be some things that you're looking back at, special memories of those years with Talk of the Nation.
Sure. Going back to my second day as host of Talk of the Nation, which was September the 11th, 2001, when, well, a lot of things changed that day, and I think we're still living with a lot of that even today, this whole Snowden thing, echoes of 9/11 in a lot of ways.
Did 9/11 change broadcasting?
I'm not sure. It changed. That's an interesting question. I had not thought of it that way. It sure did for a little while because we had to focus so closely on what was happening in New York and at the Pentagon and with the response to what happened in New York and at the Pentagon and, of course, in that field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania as well, to find out where we were as a nation. And I think to that degree, it was talk radio that played such an important part in that because people could express what was going on in their lives to other people all across the country and, you know, have an understanding of what other people were going through, at least to some degree. You don't want to overblow it or exaggerate it, but it was a connective tissue, and it established its life in that sense that, well, it was an important aspect of our future broadcast on Talk of the Nation. I really do think that, yeah.
What do you think your life is going to be like as you walk away from the day-to-day news? I mean, I've done that in my checkered career, and quite frankly, life really changes when you're not on top of things day-to-day.
I suspect I'll get more sleep. I'm looking forward to that part of it.
Well, then what is next? I mean, is there a plan for Neil Conan?
There's a plan, but, you know, I don't want to get too carried away. But, yeah, I plan to relax for the next 6 months or so and travel and do any number of things. The last couple of summers I've had the opportunity to explore different parts of Alaska, and I'm going to get another chance to do that again late this summer to go up to just about the Brooks Range, pretty interesting part of the state, and I'm looking forward to that. It is an amazing place to get above tree line up in terms of latitude, not so much altitude, and explore some of the rivers there. I want to, you know, go to beautiful places and talk to people and figure out what I want to do next. I might write a book, or I might write different things. I don't know. We're going to find out.
How is the staff doing?
They've mostly landed safely. I think just about everybody has found a job, some here at NPR, some at different parts in public radio in different parts of the country. So, but it's, you know, the other part of that is, you know, we've had a very intense experience hanging together to produce this show over its last couple of months. And all of a sudden, you know, well, there's a lot of us who aren't going to see each other ever again, and certainly not as a group. So it's going to be a very sad moment, I think.
You know, you have one of our favorites there. Libby Franklin was with us for many months before moving on to Washington. I hope she comes out of it okay.
We think she is, yeah. She looks like she's going to be okay, yeah. And she's been a great addition to our staff and really a delight to work with, and we thank you for her.
You know, one of the things that I've noted since the announcement was made, Neil, that Talk of the Nation was going away, is the number of people that I've run across who are expressing this extreme disappointment that the program is gone. What's missing from NPR when Talk of the Nation is no more?
It's going to be interesting to see how the network will evolve in its new configuration. What's missing is the opportunity for people on a national basis to call in and tell stories of their lives, for people to hear what it's like living through the drought for a farmer in Kentucky whose generations of his family have farmed a piece of land and it's drying up and blowing away, and he's had to sell off his animals. What it's like for people in New Jersey after Superstorm Sandy to find their community flooded and to deal with the prospect there's going to be more of this. This is going to be our lives from now on as we cope with climate change. What it's like to be a nurse, what it's like to be a long-haul truck driver, those conversations that people have the opportunity to exchange, what it's like to be, have bought a house, have realized that dream of stability for your family, and then find your mortgage underwater and eventually to be foreclosed. All those kinds of stories, they need a little time. You need to listen to people and hear the tone of their voice to find out what's gone on in their lives. And that's an opportunity that's going to be gone.
That gap can't be filled by with a magazine format? Are you saying that?
It's not conducive to it because magazine formats are by their nature dense. You're trying to hear something that is going to be condensed into a small amount of time. This is an art, and people are very good at it here, and I'm sure the show that comes on to replace us will be crafted beautifully. But it's not going to have the space to open up to hear silences and to hear nuances in the way that Talk of the Nation was able to do.
What do you know about the program Here and Now that's replacing you?
I know actually very little of it. It's on at an awkward time of the day for me, so I don't often get a chance to hear it. In fact, I've just heard one or two episodes, and it's going to change fundamentally as they expand their staff and bring on an extra new host. So I'm not sure any of us really know what it's going to be, which is as it should be, because they're going to grow into their opportunities. It's a very ambitious job they've set for themselves, and I wish them the best.
Part of what we hear about the end of your program, that there seems to be an appetite for magazine formats. And yet I noticed that last Friday night on television, the magazine Rock Center was canceled.
Yeah.
So I wonder.
It is. People have different opinions. The research numbers can be interpreted any number of different ways. So the people have here in management have made their decision, and they think this is the way to go, and they've made some good decisions in the past. They're certainly well-meaning people. It's not this is not personal in any sense of the word. And I was offered the opportunity to stay here in a different capacity and elected for any number of reasons I didn't want to survive the show. So it's time to move on.
Well, I was about to ask you why you did turn down NPR, because I was aware that they had made those offers to you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just about to ask for one of the favorites here. He's been here many times, and you have a great show every Wednesday with Ken Rudin. Are we going to be hearing him, or is he going away as well?
I'm afraid the political junkie is leaving NPR as well, and that's one of the saddest parts of this. That hour every Wednesday has been the best hour of my week. I can guarantee you that. I look forward to it every single week. And So Ken is leaving NPR as well. And I'm sure the political junkie will resurface and, evolve and be available. Don't worry. There's a lot of bad jokes in your future, people.
Uh-oh. Well, thanks for the warning. But we certainly hope to hear them. And we also hope, Neil Conan, to be hearing you in some way, shape, or form 6 months or so from now. Meantime, let us wish you the very best as you enter this new chapter of your life. And thank you so much for being with us.
Don, St. Louis has always been really important to me personally, to I know to Ken, and to Talk of the Nation. It's one of our very best markets. And, we get great calls from St. Louis. So thanks to you.
Come see us sometime.
We will.